you might say, he blanked the paper every day about 8 o'clock.
Delivers.
Okay, or another way to say that is?
Brings.
Okay. Yesterday he...
Brought.
Okay, and he has...
Brought.
Okay. Now, if you had an article of clothing that you like very much, but you put on a little weight and you couldn't wear it anymore, you'd say, I can't wear it now, or it doesn't fit now, but last year it...
Fit me just fine.
Okay. If you're old, or a man, let's say a man, if a man's a suit has worn out, he has to buy a...
New suit?
Okay. When a man sticks a lot of things in his pockets, you could say, and they're really, you know, like this, you'd say that's really...
Bulging.
Okay. And if you throw something in the washer and it got smaller, you'd say that shirt...
Shrunk.
Okay, in the sentence, that shirt...
Oh, that shirt shrank.
Okay. And you'd say... I haven't blank anything in years, using the same verb. Any clothes.
Oh, I haven't shrunk
any
clothes.
Okay, and you would say, these shirts blank every time I put them in the washer.
Shrink.
Okay. If a woman likes to put on real nice fancy clothes, you'd say that she likes to
print.
Okay.
Now I personally say dyke. She gets on a dyke.
A dyke?
Mm-hmm. D-I-K-E.
That's unusual. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Well, you haven't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you say somebody passes by you, and you know, a group of women, and they look at her, and you know, you say, golly, Mary, she's on a dyke today.
Well, that's a good expression. I have to put that one down for sure. What do you call a little thing that you might keep your coins in? And maybe...
Piggy bank?
Well, no, I'm talking about something you carry around when you take out when you're at the store.
Oh, purse.
Okay. And what do you call something larger than that that you might keep a whole lot of junk in? And
pocketbook.
Okay. And what about something that you would store bills in?
Bells?
Bills.
Bills.
Fives, tens.
Oh, wallet.
Okay. What do you call the ornament that you have on your wrist there? What would you call that?
Bracelet.
Okay. And how about a something that you
necklace.
Might have?
Necklace.
All right. What if it were a beads, just a...
Choker.
Okay. That's what we're looking for. What do you call those things that a man wears to hold his pants up with?
Suspenders.
Okay. And today, what would you have needed to carry over your head while you were trying to get in the house?
Umbrella.
And on the bed, especially a long time ago, what did you call the outer covering that you put on top of the bed?
Counterpane or a bedspread.
Uh-huh. Now, is there a difference between those two?
No, I think counterpane is an old-fashioned word.
Mm-hmm. But it still means basically the same.
Yeah, it means the same thing.
It wasn't knitted or
no.
crocheted or anything like that in particular. What do you call the thing that you rest your head on up at the top of the bed?
Pillow.
Mm-hmm. And how about, have you ever seen those real large, long ones that
yeah.
were larger than the...
Oh, wait a minute. Bolster.
A bolster. Okay. Did you have those when you were a kid?
No, I don't remember those.
Mm-hmm. I can't. I don't.
I never had anything like that, nor a bundling board either. I bet you don't know what a bundling board
mm-hmm.
is.
What's a bundling board?
Well, way back there, in even the early American days, I'd.